Blog Talk Radio.
Christian Center here in the City of Glory, 235
West 40th Avenue, where Apostle Leonard Emmons is our pastor. He is our covering. We're representing the Ministry of the Warriors for Christ, House of Prayer Church International Ministry. And we just thank you for being here once more and again. Shouts out to all of you that continue to come back each week. We bless God for you, for without you, none of this is possible. We also like to thank those that gave us this opportunity in the guise of Prophetess Teresa Dox and the wonderful men and women that make up the Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters International, who has words going out every day of the week for your edification, for your enjoyment, for your learning experience. But we're glad that you're with us on tonight, and we pray that God will allow us to be used in a mighty way for you and for ourselves, because we do recognize that the sword cuts going and coming. Many times we recognize that because we do some things a little differently, sometimes there may be a question, or there may be, I say, hey, preacher, you kind of strong there, or it's easy for you to say that you're a preacher. Yeah, but I wasn't always preaching, and I've been out there in the world, and I've experienced some things just as you have, and God has allowed us through our testimony, through our faith, through our going through, and through our making it, to go tell others about what it is that he says for us. See, we believe here at Warriors for Christ House Prayer Church International that failure is not an option. That means you got to do everything that you can, and even if you do fail, you're not a failure, because it's not an option in Christ, because Christ tells us that we can do all things through him that strengthens us. Yes, there's some things that we have to do to get to that point, but we do get to that point. We believe that if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all things, it says, these things shall be added unto us. We don't worry about those everyday things, even though, yes, we do suffer with the everyday things. We got NIPSCO bills. We live in Indiana, so that's our energy company. But we have energy constraints. We have water and sewage constraints and trash pickup. We suffer the same trials and tribulations that you do. We have mortgages, rent payments. We have cable bills and telephone bills and all of those things that we caused ourselves by having luxury items, you know, car payments, all of those things, you know. All those things that cause you trouble, I have those things as well. But what we do is we learn to be content. We learn to be just. We learn to count on God to show us the way to handle everything. And then we have to learn how to be good stewards. Often we blame the enemy for those things that we've caused ourselves. And God bails us out time and time again. We look at those things as miracles. I mean, they really aren't all the time miracles. Sometimes it's just God's favor on our part because we've not done the things that we need to do to be good stewards of what he has given us. So once again, we have to go and learn some lessons that we can have a better testimony to tell others about. It's not always about God bailing us out, but it's about us learning the concept of good stewardship, the concept of growing in grace, the concept of failure is not an option, and trusting in God with all our heart, leaning not to our own understanding and all our ways to acknowledge him so that he can lead, guide, and direct our paths. Again, we thank you for being with us. We are here every Thursday, 8 o'clock p.m., Central Standard Time, which we call the GI time, every Thursday night. And we thank you for being with us. On last week, we talked about those that had blessed us. You know, we talked about those that had been a mentor in our life. We talked about the upcoming events, which we had a glorious time in the men's encounter. And we'll be having those men encounters periodically, and we'll keep informing you of it. We really pray that you will come and be blessed as we were. We had a wonderful and glorious time in the Lord. But we did talk about studying to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing of the word of truth. We talked about how fathers and mentors helped lead God and direct us into the things that God had for us, as he listed in Genesis, the first chapter, verse 26. We also talked about some things concerning the family. And we had a wonderful time. We had our founder that was with us for the second week in a row, Prophetess Docs. And she bailed brother out a few times by having great insight. That she heard a thing or two that sparked some wonderful commentary that really added to our time on last week. And so we pray that you will continue to join us. And as always, we ask you to make sure you have pen and pencil. Make sure you have whatever electronic communication you plan to use to take notes, although the station has already provided an excellent opportunity for you to review the podcast. We have every podcast that we've ever done. You can just come back to this station on the internet, www.talkblockradio.com/Kingdom Builders International, and you can punch on, you can either go to the little box and type in the Warfare Hour, or you can type in Apostle Carlton Clark Richardson, and you'll see several different dates where we broadcast, and you can just press on any one of those podcasts, and you can review those podcasts and hear them all over again as many times as you choose. And God has blessed us, along with all of the other men and women that have gone forth through Kingdom Builders. Amen. So we're going to ask you if you would repeat this with us. Open thy and mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And that's Psalms 119 and verse 18. Again, basically saying, listen, Lord, we're getting ready to do something here that we need your help in. We need to understand what it is that you're trying to tell us, give us insight into the word that we're going to hear and the word we're going to study. And that's basically what Psalms 119, verse 18 is about. As we have been sharing with you each week, we have a couple of prayers and a couple of scriptures that kind of get us going. We recognize that the body of Christ is under attack through marriages. We're under attack more so than the world, and therefore we need more prayer. We need to pray for ourselves. We need others to pray for us. We need to get on our knees. We need to do some fasting. We need to do some forgiving. And we also need to recognize that what God has ordained as the foundation of the earth, the family, that we are to be able to work on it and not always look at the easy way out, but to fight for our marriages. For those of you that aren't married, we do read a harmonious marriage affirmation, but we also say that we are the bride of Christ. And so this affirmation is really for everyone to repeat. because you are of the apostolic and the prophetic, and that is a marriage with God. We recognize because we are the bride of God, the bride of Christ, that we need to be in unity and harmony with Him. And so we pray that you would read this prayer with us as we begin. And this is the harmonious marriage prayer. And it says, Father, in the name of Jesus, for it is written in your word, O God, that your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who is given to us. Because you are in us, we acknowledge that love reigns supreme. We believe that love is displayed in full expression, O God, enfolding and knitting us together in truth, making us perfect for every good work to do your will, working in us that which is pleasing in your sight, O God. Father, we live and conduct our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially of the natural, O God, honorably and becomingly. Father, we esteem it as precious. Father, we esteem it as worthy and of great price. Lord, we commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, delighting in each other, being of the same mind and united in spirit. Father, we believe and say that we are gentle. Father, we believe and say that we are compassionate. Father, we believe and say that we are courteous. Father, we believe and say that we are tenderhearted. And Lord, we believe and say that we are humble-minded. Father, we seek peace, and it keeps our hearts in quietness and assurance. Because we follow after love and dwell in peace, our prayers are not hindered in any way. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion, the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit, and the good, acceptable, and perfect will of you as the great I am. Father, our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially again of the natural, O God, grows naturally stronger day by day in the bond of unity, because it is founded on your word and rooted and grounded in your love. Father, we decree this day, Father, we decree this day, Father, we decree this day that we have a marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially, O God, of the natural, which is made in heaven, O God. Father, we thank you for the performance of it in Jesus' precious and glorious name. Amen, amen, amen. And we have scripture references, if you could, again, check them out. Romans 5 and 5, Philippians 1 and 9, Colossians 3 and 14, Colossians 1 and 10, Philippians 2 and 13, Philippians 2 and 2, Ephesians 4 and 32, Isaiah 32 and 17, Philippians 4 and 7, 1 Peter 3 and 7, Ephesians 3 and 13, and verse 17, and Jeremiah 1 and verse 12. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. Some things happen as we prepare to get started. I pray that your prayer calendar was successful for you and that you prayed those prayers and had a wonderful week. We'll, at the end of the podcast, give you next week's calendar, prayer calendar, and pray that you have another glorious week. I was on Facebook, and I noticed that there's many of us that use that social media along with other social media to get our points across. Some of us have really gotten a little bit rambunctious with the way we view and use the social network. But it's all good because if that's what you intend to do to get your voice across, I guess it's okay. But what you need to understand is everyone that has access to it reads it. And what you say in a fit of rage, anger, whatever you write when someone has stepped on your toes or whatever opinion you have that you may not have thought out, if you go on this social media and you begin typing or speaking, you know, this is the 21st century, so you can speak the words now, and your phones and your computers pack the information as you speak. And once you've spoken it, or once you've written it, it's locked. It's evidence. It can be used against you in a court of law. God's law, man's law. It's available for all to see, and it shows something about your character, maybe that you don't want folks to know, because maybe it slipped out. Maybe it was good stuff. Either way, people are going to judge you. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 1, is a misunderstood scripture. And it's funny because that really wasn't where I was intended to go. But I got to always be obedient to what the Word of God says. And as I said, this cuts going and coming because I also am guilty of using this media, and people read it, and if I put one word out of place, doesn't matter whether I meant it or not. I'm judged by it. But here it says, judge not that ye be not judged. For with that judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Okay, hallelujah. The word of God is blessed. Many times when people don't want you to talk about something, whether it's the truth or whether it's something that they really don't believe, because of a familiar spirit that may be familiar in them or with them, they'll say things along these lines. Well, you know, you're not supposed to judge folks. Or they'll say, you know, we're not supposed to judge, but we can be fruit inspectors. And we talked about that some time ago. But this is the warfare. We're talking about giving you some weapons to fight with. So sometimes the weapons is knowledge. So the ability for you to take a look at the way we handle ourselves, the way we handle situations, and the way we look at others. We really need to look at our moral, our ethical, and our spiritual precepts. Let me say that again. We need to take a look at our moral, our ethical, and our spiritual precepts. Many things that we believe goes along with stuff that we was taught before we even got to the age of 10. And we've done nothing to change or rectify the way we think. Let me clarify that, okay? Many of the habits that we have, we developed before we got to the age of 10. And generally, the habits that we have a lot to do with the way we think. And so they kind of go hand in hand. They're not always true. And so, yes, here I am. I just had a birthday a week or two ago, and I turned 58. And the truth of the matter is, and I use me so that nobody, you know, can't say I'm talking about them right now anyway. But according to the way Carlton has thought, over the years, if I've not gone in and I have some stinking thinking in any shape, form, or fashion, and I've stuck with it because of things that I learned in the street, things I learned when I was in the military, things I learned at home, things I learned from mom and them, things I learned from my boys, things I learned from different mentors that I ran into, and I put them all in my little crock pot inside my head, stirred them around, and I came out with the world according to Carlton, at least when I opened my mouth. And I'm no different than any one of you. Because it happens to us quite often, and you can see the evidence, and that's what I'm talking about on the Facebook. It's a conglomeration of everything pretty much that we run into in our life. But whatever path we happen to be on like right now, that's the main thing that you'll see written. Generally, if there's any consistency in the person that's writing. But here's what goes on. If you land in the wrong thing, you're going to say the wrong thing. If you learn the right thing, but you don't know it's the right thing, your thought pattern and your familiar spirit is going to have you say what it is that you thought you heard. Reason I say that is there's too many times when a man or woman of God has said something on the air, said something behind the pulpit, said something at dinner, said something in having a conversation with you or with me. And we heard one thing, but it wasn't really what they said. We took the information and interpreted it as it came out of their mouth. And generally, if we didn't repeat what it is that they said, chances are we just might have got it wrong. Ooh. Let me read this scripture for you. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come out and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you." Actually, that's kind of a conglomerate of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11 and verse 12. But I want to read it to you. I have it blown up and on a document that I've been using for quite some time, and it gets my point across, but I want you to hear what the Word of God says in that same context. Now, you know what you just heard, but if you don't read it for yourself, and even if you read it and don't say it out loud, what you end up doing is interpreting what it is that you've read. You haven't asked for any guidance, and that's why before we start anything, we always ask God to help us with the understanding of what it is that we're getting ready to do. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11, read and verse 12. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Verse 12. "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." Verse 13. "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Verse 14, "And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive." Now, it is a great saying, "Says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." And he does have plans for each one of us. Plans that we have great hope. Plans for us to have a wonderful future. He also wants us to call upon him and to come and to pray to him so that he can listen to us. He already knows the desires of our heart. He already knows what it is that we have in our mind, but he still wants us to say something about it. I just read to you in Matthew 7 chapter about not this. But God didn't really want to stop there. If you turn to Psalm 82, Psalm 82, and we almost done because I'm just talking about what we're putting you on Facebook right now. I'm just kind of, I'm going somewhere. I think you'll see in a minute where I'm going. Luke, I pray that we read this year because I could say a few things changed up from where I really wanted to go. Psalms 82 begins, God standing in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. Gods with a little g. Translated. Little g, Psalms 82. Little God, literally taking his stand. Psalms 82, 1. What we need here, forgive me just for a second, we're going to go to verse 2, because verse 2 is dealing with the key to judging. It says, how long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah, which means pause and think on that. Before I go on to the rest of this psalm, I'm going to go over to the Amplified and read it. And it should be pretty much the same. The God stands in the assembly of the representatives of God, in the midst of magistrates or judges. He gives judgment as among the gods. It says, how long will you magistrates or judges judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? We have allowed, okay, remember I was saying earlier in Matthew 7, chapter verse 1, it says, judge not lest ye be judged. With the same measure that you judge, you're going to get that same judgment. Because of that, we have allowed wicked judges to come in, wicked magistrates, wicked folks to come in and dictate to us, the body of Christ, the kingdom of God, what is supposed to be governing this world. He has set us in place to be the governors of the world. The spiritual governance of the world. He set us in place to be ordained to do the things that we have freely given to others to give. And we don't hold them accountable. Verse 2 says, how long will you magistrates or judges, which is us, judge unjustly and show partiality to the world? You're judging unjustly by allowing others to do job. Verse 3.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless God. I think Apostle wants to drop the call, but he'll be calling right back in. So we're just going to play a little music. And I just want to thank you for holding on to the line. Holding on to the line. Bless God. We just bless God and we lost Apostle Clark, but praise the Lord, God is still good. He may be still teaching and doesn't realize that he's not on the broadcast, but truly we want to thank God for who he is. And the Word of God said, always be ready you know, as he was talking about, judge not, that you be not judged. And as it says in Matthew 7, 1 through 5, and I'm going to read that to you. And I pray that everyone on the line have your Bible. And as the word goes forth, that you're able to go through the word of God as the word is being ministered. We're going to be bringing other speakers on, and I just encourage you to just get your word out. Matthew 7, where it says, judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the mote in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye and look at the mote in my own eye? And the word of God says, hypocrite. It says, first remove the plaque from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. And when you're talking about that word, you know, everyone has an opinion about these words, and sometimes a lot of confusion is created by the fact that people so often twist these words around to their own advantage. But you want to truly understand it in an objective way. I suggest a good way to do so is to first look at Jesus. If you know what Jesus is truly like, then you'll get much better understanding of what he meant by the word, judge not, that you be not judged. Jesus was a model. And we want to model our lives behind what Jesus did. You know, the Bible tells us that as the Son of God, in human flesh, Jesus Christ, and truly he's the judge of all. But we want to know and not discriminate between right and wrong and good and evil. We want to be able, the Word of God says that the Father judged no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son. And that's in John 5 and 22. And that the Father has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. That's verse 27. He has ordained, was ordained by God to be judged of the living and the dead. And that's Acts 10 and 42. So we are, even though Jesus had the authority to judge, it was given the power to judge. But the Word of God says, but he judged no one. We judge ourselves when we keep the Word of God, when we do what's right. We're judging ourselves by making Jesus a mirror of our lives. And the Word of God also talked about, I think that is verse 17, no, chapter 17, but verse 30 and 31. And talking about Jesus, he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance in this day to all the living, and he has raised him from the dead. You know, it's so easy to judge a person. And sometimes we don't really know where they are or where God may have them. So God might have that person in a developmental state. And then we come in and we'll pass judgment, not based on what God says about them, but what we expect of them, where we expect them to be. So we have a tendency to measure other people's lives according to ourselves. So it is a powerful thing to know that Jesus is the greatest judge of all. But the Word of God said he did not judge. So that's like having the authority to put someone in jail, but you choose to let them off the hook. And then when you begin to pray for that person, when you begin to intercede for that person, those two acts together can bring a change. Let the power in you provoke the change in them so that we don't judge, because when we judge, we will put them into condemnation. And the Word of God says that there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And that's Romans 8 and 1. So we're encouraged tonight to know that when we see things that we don't agree with, when we see things that we feel that's not right, that there are some things that we should do other than pass judgment. And we're all flesh and we all fall short of the glory of God. But so we have to deny the flesh and we have to embrace the spirit. So we can't always say what we think. We can't always say what we feel. But we have to be guided by the Spirit of God. Because when you are in purpose to build another up in Christ, we can't do it the old fleshy way because it won't work. So we can't always see the bad in a person. You know, that made me think about the woman of God that I spoke to some time ago, and she was a millionaire. She invited me to her house and had her house workers lay it out. And she began to minister to me. And she began to tell me some things about there's some good in everybody. When God made man, he said man was good. He was well pleased with man that he made. So she began to minister to me. And through her ministering to me about that, I began to look for the good in others. And a lot of times, the good does not outnumber the evil in a person. But there's some good there. And when you begin to unwrap the gift of God in that person, when you begin to choose to see the good and choose to spend your energy on the good, you begin to encourage that person. You begin to build them up. Give them praise based on what God has done. And I want to read Romans 5. Romans 5 says, and it's talking about the greatest of all judges is also our greatest friend. And I don't think we'll find a greater affiliation with anyone other than Judge Jesus. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Not the godly, but he died for the ungodly. For scarcely, for a righteous man will one die. Jesus. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified. We're justified by his blood. Not by our works, not by our faith, but we're justified by the blood of Jesus. And we shall, the word of God says, we shall be saved from wrath through him. We're saved from his wrath and trouble through Christ. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And that's Romans 5, verses 6 through 10. So we're still talking about judgment. Being able to choose to let that person off the hook. And when we think of Jesus, we must never forget that he is truly the judge of all the earth. And we must never ignore the testimonies of the scriptures that there is a day of judgment coming, and that this judgment, that it will judge the earth, and ultimately it will judge everything that needs to be judged in a final way, not a temporary way. But we also must remember that we who must be judged will be judged with his judgment. And also, the mercies of God are new every day. So we rely on his mercies. We rely on his loving kindness, his acceptance, him pardoning us. He will pardon us. His graciousness. We got a great Savior, a great friend in Jesus. And we want to exemplify him in our daily actions and our daily deeds. So the judgment time will come. And we must make a choice not to pass judgment. But we must make a choice to begin to unwrap those hidden treasures, the hidden gifts. If we spend most of our time talking about the lack or the inability or where the need improvements need to be, then we're building that area up of that person. But when we begin to talk about the good side, the gifts, the anointing, the good deeds in them, we begin to build those things up. Because the Word of God says, when we speak of things, that it shall be established. That can be positive or it can be negative. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. We can speak life over that person, even though we don't see it. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So these are tools that we could use to encourage others and to draw them into the kingdom of God. Sometimes God might give you insight to see the ability that's in another person, and they don't even see it themselves. So God might want to use you to unwrap that gift. So I want to encourage you tonight to be encouraged in God. Be encouraged in the things of the kingdom, for there's no lack in God. And the road is already set in Christ Jesus. Either we are on the Lord's side, or either we're on the world side. Whom side are you on? What life do you live? And I'm telling you, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And there are so many commandments against judging others. And I can go on and on with it, but the hour is, we have 3 minutes before the hour is up, and I don't know what happened with Apostle Clark, but nevertheless, the word God said, and I was speaking with a sister of mine, and she talked about always being ready. And we feel we're never ready, but yet we're ready. We're ready. So in closing, I just want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to thank you most of all for loving on God. And I want to encourage you to be a tree that bears good fruit. Be a tree that bears nothing but good fruit, because a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. But every tree that does bear no good fruit, the word of God says, is cut down and thrown into the fire. So therefore, by your fruit, you will be known by your fruit. So be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth with what God put inside of you. Don't let the blood be on your hands, because God has given you something to give to others. Well, we praise God tonight, and we truly love the Lord, and we truly want to encourage you. Every Thursday, Apostle Clark is here on the Warfare Hour at www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International at 8 p.m. You can call in 661-449-9911, or you can go to the website. And if you just type in Apostle Carlton Clark, it'll come up. And then on Saturday, I'm with you, Prophetess Teresa Dock, every Saturday at 7 p.m., Saturday with the Word. Every Saturday I'm there, same number. And then on Tuesday we have Evangelist Dana Hannah. She's on at 7 o'clock with Jeff Breeze. And we have Apostle Keith Blanton. He's on every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. And we also have Apostle Brooks every third Friday at 7 p.m., same number. And then we have Elder Melvin Peoples every Friday on the 4th Friday night. So tomorrow night we will be having Elder Melvin Peoples. He'll be with us at 7 p.m., an awesome teacher, awesome man of God. I want to encourage you, if you want some fire put up under your belt, tune in tomorrow night with Elder Peoples. We'll be here, same time, same place, to encourage the people of God. And in closing, I just want to say, if you don't know God, if you don't know Jesus as a part of your sins, and you want to know him, you can get to know him. It's that simple. Just repent, believe in your heart that Christ was raised up from the dead. He didn't stay dead, but he is the Son of God. And turn from your sins. It's that simple. You are now in the kingdom. If you did those things, and you confess with your mouth and really believe in your heart, the word of God says, thou shalt be saved. So I just want to encourage you, welcome to the kingdom of God. You can go to our website, kingdomdaughter. I'm sorry, you can go to kingdomdaughters.org, but I want to promote www.kingdombuilders. We have kingdombuildersplasma.org that we're developing. You can go to that website. You can also just click on the contact tab. We'll pray with you. If you don't have a Bible, we'll be more than happy to send you a Bible. We can send you an audio MP3 player Bible for those that don't have access to a Bible. The angels are rejoicing, we're rejoicing, and we're grateful to who God is in our lives. So I just want to encourage you to just tap into the things of God. Don't let another day go by that you're not tapping in to what God has for you. And also, I want to make this brief announcement, and I wish Apostle Clark was here. The men's fellowship at the Living Way Christian Center, 235 West 40th Avenue, on Friday, I'm going to open the line for Sister Tammy. Do you happen to know, Sister Tammy, when is the next men's fellowship?
No, I don't.
Okay. Glory be to God.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out, and we will definitely be keeping everyone posted with the men's fellowship. But every first Saturday, Kingdom Builders will be meeting at the Living Way Christian Center at 3 p.m., and it is a monthly empowerment. 235 West 40th Avenue, and that's in Gary, Indiana, at 3 p.m. If you know someone that needs a fresh anointing, that just needs to be built up, needs to be loved on, needs to be encouraged, we encourage you to come out. We'll have refreshment, we'll have fellowship, love, and Jesus will be there to meet us there. In case you're not bringing them with you, he'll meet you there. So those are the final announcements for tonight. And if you have a comment, I'm going to encourage you to just press 1 on your phone so that I would know there's comments on the line. If not, we're going to get ready to close the lines out. Amen. Well, we don't know what happened to Apostle Clark, but we cover him with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. And every tongue that arose against him in judgment, we condemn in the name of Jesus. So you have a blessed, loving, kind, peaceful, pleasurable night. And let the Lord be Lord of your life. Just let him be Lord. No matter what the enemy says, no matter what the enemy does, you have power and you have authority. You have power. And you have a thought. Amen. So you have a good night. And don't do anything that Jesus wouldn't do. God bless you all. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Same place, same time. God bless you.